The Cubs returned to Wrigley Field this weekend for the first time since Monday's death of Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg. Crane Kenny, the Cubs' president of business operations, appeared on our sister station 670 The Score during the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, saying it will be a weekend of memories and honor for Rhino.
We've started wearing a patch on our jersey. That's sort of the standard thing. We'll have stencils on the field, his 23 number on the doors.
And on Saturday, the Cubs will wear their classic blue jerseys of the Sandberg era with no name on the back. Every player will wear the number 23. Those jerseys will then be auctioned off to raise money for cancer research as part of Cubs for a Cure.
Ryan and the 84 team and Harry Carey and WGN Superstation made Wrigley Field into the place to be.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.